This meeting is being recorded.
And we are in chapter 2.
我们现在写诗录第二章。
And we're going to learn today, Lord willing, a little bit about the church in Pergamos and the church in Thyatira.
我们呢就是主若许可，我们可以写一点今天关于这个两个教会，一个是忒亚忒玛，另外一个就是迭迦摩。
So we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll get into our study.
我们先祷告，然后进入我们的圣经学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of studying the Bible again today.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，为这样的有这样的荣幸再次学习圣经。
And Lord, we remember that there were churches way back in Asia at the time of John, and Lord, you gave messages to them that are important messages for us.
主啊，我们非常感恩，就是说在回到过去的时候，在亚细亚有一些教会，您呢通过您的使徒将约翰呢给他们写信，那些信呢今天也是实用于我们的。
And so your oft repeated words are, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
因为您通常跟我们说呢，让那些有耳的当听，所以呢，我们都有耳的，让我们来听听那些主对那些教会所说的话。
And so, Lord, we pray that you will help us to hear today what it is you want us to hear and learn.
也主啊，我们今天祈求您能帮助我们那个就是听我们当听的，听我们当学的，学我们当学的。
So Lord, help us to turn on our ears and our minds and our hearts to respond to your word.
所以主啊，求你打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的思维，打开我们的心灵，对您的话回应。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, very, very good. Happy to see everyone today. And welcome to Kevin. Kevin is an irregular attender, and we're happy that he's here today.
欢迎大家所有的人，特别的欢迎 Kevin。Kevin 是我们不经常来参加的学生，所以欢迎他再次来参加。
And so, I've just got to make an adjustment here. Just give me, Norma, you might like that.
Well, thank you.
It might be a little better.
Yeah, thank
you. All right, so, the chapter is Revelation chapter 2. The church is the church at Pergamos.And it's the third of the seven churches that we're looking at today.
今天我们要读到的呢是那个七个教会，七个教会，这个教会叫别加摩。别加摩呢，它是第三个教会，这里七个教会中谈到的第三个。
And so it's verse 13 that begins the discussion. It says, to the angel of the church,In Pergamum, write.
这里呢，从第十三节呢就开始这样的讨论。讨论的其实刚才他读的是第十二节，你要写信给别加摩教会的使者，那有两人密见的说。
All right, so we'll just remind you that there were seven churches.In the days of John, seven churches in what now is sort of central Turkey. They were in sort of a semicircle or a circle, and they were all addressed by the Lord Jesus Christ through John.
现在我们的记得是在那个时候，在约翰的那个年代呢，实际上当时呢有七个教会，七个教会在亚细亚，现在呢是在土耳其的中部。实际上他们七个教会连成了一个半圆或者是一个圆。当时呢他主呢通过那个约翰，使徒约翰给他们写了七封信。
It is the, it's the spirit of, it's the Lord Jesus Christ himself who is dictating these letters. So if you have a Bible that has the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in red, all of these letters are going to be in red because they are dictated by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这一封信呢，这些七封信都是主耶稣基督述说的，然后那个约翰呢把它记下来的，听写的。所以这里呢，就是当时主耶稣基督是他自己亲自述说口述给约翰，然后约翰记下来。如果你有一个红字的圣经的话呢，那么说呢，在这一篇里所有的都应该是红字，因为他们。那红字圣经，主耶稣基督说的话，全部用红字来表示。
The church address is the church at Pergamum or the church at Pergamos.
你这里讲到的呢是那个教会在别加摩的教会，就是在伯加摩那个地方，别加摩那个地名地方的那个教会。
Some translations call it Pergamum.Some translations call it Pergamos.
有些那个译本呢，它叫 Pergamum， 有些叫 Pergamos.
And both translations are accurate in the Greek language because of the context of the use of the word. Sometimes in Greek, the word is translated Pergamum. Sometimes in Greek, it's translated Pergamos.It really depends on its position and its context in the sentence.
这里呢，实际上这两个词的翻译呢都是对的，因为在希腊文的原文里，这个同样呢，这两个词都是一个词，像 pergamos、pergamon， 这个都是一个词，一个词它主要是起结于那个。这个词它所用的环境和上下文的关系，所以有时候是 pergamos， 有时候 pergamon， 它是一模一样的。
So don't be distressed, both are equally accurate from our perspective.
也不要纠结这个，因为两个呢都是同等的，准确的对我们来说。
But the word pergamos, pergamon has a strange meaning.
但这个 Pergamos 或者 Pergamon 呢，它有一个特别奇怪的意义。
It actually means actual marriage.
所以呢，这个里面其实上的说的是呢，就是关于婚姻的。
That's a strange name, actual marriage.
这个呢，就是准确的婚姻呢，是一个非常奇怪的名字。
And the context is, as we will see, that the church in Pergamos was a church for the Lord Jesus, and in Pergamos there was an evil religion, and the problem was that in a sense the church in Pergamos was married to the church or to the evil religion in that city.
这里实际上讲到的呢，当时在别加摩呢有那个主耶稣基督的教会，但是同时呢在那个别加摩那个地方呢有那个邪恶的一些宗教。这里基本上这讲到的呢，就是这个主在别加摩的这个教会呢，他和那个当地的那个邪恶的教会结婚了。
Many of the churches in Asia were mainlyCommercial or economic churches. They were cities rather. The churches were located in cities that were there for economic or commercial reasons.
因为在那个当时呢，在那个比较摩登那些教会呢，他们通常呢是在做一些商业的和经济上的用途的时候，那样的一个用途存在在那个当地。
But the city of Pergamos was not there for commercial reasons. It was there for religious reasons.
就像那个别加摩那个城市，它存在在那里的原因呢，并不是以经济和商业的用途的原因存在在那里，而是以宗教的原因存在在那里。
And so in Pergamos, there was a large religious organization that was not about God at all. It was from the devil, from Satan himself.
在别加摩的当地呢，有大量的宗教，大量的宗教呢团体，他们不是从神来的，他们跟神其实没有什么关系，而是从魔鬼来的宗教，但是呢，就是从撒旦他自己出来的这样的一些宗教别派。
All right, so we're going to read the verses now to you. We're going to read them, Roy, first of all in Chinese, and then we will read them in English. And that might help you all learn English just a little better. So if you can read down through the end of verse 17, please.
Yeah. 所以呢，我先用中文给大家读一遍，读一遍呢，然后海尔德再用英文读。因为读呢给大家做解释，这样呢可以帮助大家多学点英文。这个第十二节开始呢，就是你要写信给别加摩教会的使者说，那有两人利剑的说，第十三节，我知道你的居所就是有撒旦座位之处，当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。第十四节说，然而有几件事我要责备你们，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事儿。第十五节，你那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。第十六节，所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你们那里，用我口中的剑攻击你们。第十七节说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就当听。得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受以外没有人能认识。
All right, so I'm going to start reading now. In the middle of verse 12, it says, these are the words of Jesus. He is him who has the sharp, double-edged sword. I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. Yet you remain true to my name. You did not renounce your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality. Likewise, you also have those who hold to the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Repent, therefore. Otherwise, I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it. So these are the words of the Lord Jesus. He introduces himself as the one who has the sharp, double-edged sword.
这些刚才十二节到十七节都是主耶稣基督说的话。主耶稣基督在做自我介绍的时候呢，他说他是自己那有两刃利剑的。
Now in the book of Hebrews, We're told that the Bible is the double-edged sword, which is able to divide between the soul and the spirit. And we've had a hard time figuring all that out on Wednesday nights. But it also is able to divide between the joints and the marrow. And that is very difficult for the doctors to figure out. But the Bible, the Word of God, can do it.
这里呢，我们就是说，主耶稣讲，我们在希伯来书第四章十二节里也讲到，就神的话是两一千两一两刃的剑，它是一个锋利的，它能够把那个灵和魂区分开来。这个呢，就是在我们星期三晚上我们一直在讨论的这个问题，但是呢，我们一直很难理解。 灵和魂之间的区别，因为只有神的话可以把它区分开来。第二个呢，神的话呢，它是那个两刃的剑，利剑呢，它也可以把那个骨头的那个关节的那个骨节那个地方把它分开。这对于说医生外科医生来说都是很难做到的事儿。Now
the picture then, as I've outlined it, is you've got the Church of God and you've got the evil religion of Satan, and somehow they are married together, and it's very confusing. And the question is, how do we know what's what?
这里呢，有你有这样的情况，这里是神的教会，这里是撒旦的那个邪恶的宗教，他们呢，就是说相当于结婚了，他们。 在以某种方式呢融合在一起，他们呢叫纠结在一起，所以有时候呢你很难分别出来谁是谁。Jesus
says, I know, I've got the Spirit of God, I've got the Word of God. It can tell who the true Christians are in that so-called church, and I know who the true Satanists are. I can distinguish because the Word of God can distinguish from the true from the false.
这个里面呢，就主耶稣基督说呢，我现在知道他们的区别，因为我有这个两刃的利剑，我就是神的话，就神的话，只有神的话呢，能够区别开来那些在被所谓称之为教会里面的谁是真正的基督徒。那么说那些宗教里面谁是那个撒旦的那个邪恶的宗教，所以主。 有神的话，只有神的话可以把他们完全区分开来。And
then he says to the Christians, verse 13, in verse 13, I know where you live, where Satan has his throne. That's the other religion. Yet you remain true to my names. Some in that city, in that church, did remain true to Jesus. You did not renounce your faith in me. Even in the days of Antipas, my faithful witness, who was put to death in your city where Satan lives.
然后第十三节是对基督徒说的，说我知道你的居所就是撒旦座位之处，这是另外一个邪恶的宗教。当我忠心的见证人安提帕在你们中间撒旦所住的地方被杀之时，你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
So here again's the story. You got the true church and you've got this satanic counterfeit, and somehow they're married together, and a problem arises, and there's a man from the church whose name is Antipas, and he is a faithful martyr. He is actually killed by the people on this side, the satanic people.
这里呢，你有一个神的真的教会，这里呢，你有一个撒旦的那个邪恶的，就是宗教。这里面呢，实际上呢，当时呢，他们以什么方式呢，就结合在一起？当时呢，在他们中间有一个非常忠心的一个殉道者，他叫安提帕。安提帕呢，实际上他最终呢，是被那些撒旦那些宗教那边的人给杀害了。
So the question is, what would you do if you were in a church where There was lots of persecution, and people were told, if you follow Jesus, we'll be against you, and if you don't, why, then we'll embrace you, everything will be fine, and here you are, in a terrible situation. Every time you move around, people are against you, against you, against you.
这里呢，就是说，如果你是在那个教会里，你会怎么做？因为这里当时教会的信徒呢受到了迫害，当时呢，这个撒旦的这个邪恶的宗教呢，伪宗教，他说呢，如果你说你是跟随主耶稣基督的，那么他们就会反对你；但是如果说你不跟随主耶稣基督，跟随他们，一切都没事儿。 他们会跟你和睦相处，但是呢，如果说你是信主的，你在那个时候，你不管你走到哪里，都有人反对你，都有人反对你，都有人反对你。
Now this situation was really bad. Antipas was he was actually killed, and you're standing beside him, and you say, if I take the stand of Antipas, I might get killed too. How do you handle it? It's really tough. Many of these people remain true to Jesus even in the days when the evil people killed Antipas.
这里呢就是这样一个情况，这样一个情况，当时呢，如果就一个叫安提帕的这样一个人，因为他坚信主的话，最后那些撒旦那一派的就把他给杀了。你想象，如果是你站在那个安提帕的旁边，如果他们能够杀了安提帕，他有可能杀了你，那这个时候是一个非常难守的一个处境，非常难去坚定的一个立场，因为你那个时候。 你会怎么办？你有可能被杀的时候，就算这里写到的是，就是说，就算当时那个安提帕因为信主被杀了，仍然有很多基督徒仍然坚持主的道。So
what does the word Pergamos mean?
那个别加摩是什么意思呢？
It means actual marriage.
他就是说那个准确的结婚了。
And the church and satanic influences got together.
那个教会和那个撒旦的那些影响呢，它结合在一起了。What
does the word antipas mean?
那个安提帕是什么意思呢？
If you know English, you can figure that one out yourself.
那如果你知道懂英文的话，你自己能想出来它什么意思
？Anti, what's anti mean? It means against.
那个 anti 什么？那意思就是反对。
You put into your car antifreeze. Why do you put antifreeze in?
你的车里加入那个防冻剂，那为什么你要把防冻剂放在车里呢？
And the answer is you put antifreeze to keep it from freezing, against freezing. That's what antifreeze is. Put antifreeze in, it won't freeze. Antifreeze against freezing.
你们那个 antifreeze 防冻剂，你加到车的引擎里面，然后它就防止那个引擎里的那些东西冻上。那是什么意思呢？就是防冻，就是让它不动。那么这里面的冻不住，你这个就加防冻剂，防冻剂就是让它不冻上。And
what does pass mean?
那么那个 pass 什么意思呢？
Sometimes you've heard about COVID-19 and people call it an epidemic. Some people call it the pandemic.
那这个是呢，有时候你听到呢，新冠疫情，有时候呢，有些人把它叫那个大疫情，有的人把它叫就是广泛的，就是大流行的疫情。
Pass or pan basically mean everything, all or everything.
Pass 呢和那个 pan 呢，它的意思呢就是广泛的，就是所有的都包括进来了。So
his name is Antipas. That means he was against everything.
所以他的名字叫 Antipas 呢，就是说他反对一切的事情。
And so they'd go along to church meetings, and he would say to some people, "You're wrong."
他们参加教会的聚会的话呢, 他会站出来说,
and they say, "What's wrong?"
他们说,
and he would say, "Everything you do is wrong." And then he would tell them that everything was wrong, and they would get mad at him, so they killed him.
因为他一直告诉他们每一件事都不对，然后那些人就被逼急了，以后就杀了他。
What would you do if you had, when you went to your church, if you saw some people in there who were doing everything wrong?
现在如果你在你的教会里，你如果发现一个人他做的一切事情都不对，你会怎么办？
Oh, you'd say, "This is really bad."
你说这个太糟了。
I don't think you or I would like to go to the church in Pergamos. I think I might be tempted to move to another city.
我认为你和我都不想去那个比较摩那个教会。我认为我自己我可能要搬到另外一个城市去住。
And some of the people in that congregation remain true to the Lord Jesus even in the face of intense persecution from the false religion that was married in that city.
因为这个里面呢，实际上，有些那个真的基督徒呢，他们持守呢主耶稣基督的真道，尽管在当时的那个教会里呢有很多的东西呢，他们背弃了神的真道，反对的时候，这个时候这些人他仍然坚守了真道。
Nevertheless, verse 14, nevertheless, Jesus says, "I've got a few things against you. Number one, you have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam."
在这里呢，然后第十四节，主耶稣基督说呢，然后有几件事我要责备你们，因为在你那里有人服从了巴兰的教训。
And so you can read about Balaam in the book of Numbers, I believe it's chapter 23 and elsewhere. Balaam was he called himself a prophet, but he was a false prophet.
知道你读，你知道巴兰的故事。巴兰的故事呢是在那个《民数记》的23章，我相信还有在其他的一地方也会有这样的描述。关于巴兰，他称自己是为先知，但他却是一个假先知。
And in particular, his problem initially was that he was prepared to preach for money.
这个呢，就是他的主要问题呢，就是。
And he was prepared to adjust his message in order to get more money.
所以呢，他呢，就是呢，调整他所传递的信息，来赚更多的钱。
And so somebody said to him, "You go out and you say what I want you to say, and I'll give you so much money."
有些人跟他说呢。 那么你告诉我我想知道的，我会给你很多钱。
Balaam basically said, "Okay, you pay me more money, I'll preach what you want me to preach. I won't preach what God wants, I'll preach what you want."
那个巴兰基本上就说，那好吧，你给我更多的钱，那么我就去讲你想要听得到，而不是神想要你听得到。
And so he tried that, didn't work very well, so he ended up doing something else. And so in the end of verse 14, we've got the two things that he did, which were bad, that were successful in that a lot of people fell.
这里呢，实际上呢，巴兰他一直坚持这么做呢，他最后并没有成功。成功最后他结束的时候呢，就像是十四节里讲的，最后他在那里做了一些很多不好的事。
The story is simply that the children of Israel were going into the promised land, and they'd been waiting a long time to get there. So they ended up along the border of Moab.
所以呢，这个呢，实际上故事非常简单。当时呢，以色列人呢，他们要去他们的应许之地，他们其实已经。 等待了很久了，所以他们在一个长途旅行以后呢，到达了一个叫摩崖的一个边界。
And so the Moabitish king and the Moabitish people came to Balaam and they said, what can we do to win the battle against these Israelites?
然后呢，当时呢，那个摩押人呢，他们就来找到巴兰，他们跟巴兰说呢，我们要怎么样才能战胜来到我们面前的以色列人呢？
And Balaam says, well, this is what you do. You get the lovely girls from Moab, and you tell the girls to get a great big feast, and you invite the Israelite soldiers over to a big feast that you can prepare for them.
然后呢，巴兰说，这是你们，我给你们出个主意，你们可以这么做，你召集大量的你们摩押的那些美女，然后你们呢就开一个不甚大的宴会，然后开盛大宴会的时候呢，你把那些所有的以色列的年轻人都来参加这些美女一起参加这些教会，这真叫宴会，对不起。
So they all lined up on the border, all these lovely girls, and they smiled at the men, and they said, are you guys hungry?
然后呢，这些人呢，美女呢，都在那个边界上呢，就排队，排队就跟那些以色列的年轻人就打招呼，说你们饿了吗？
And one of them probably said, why don't you come over? And I've got a great big roast beef dinner here. You'll really enjoy it.
其中一个人呢，他可能会对以色列人说，你为什么不过来呢？我这里有一个烤牛肉的一个很好的晚餐，你过来跟我一起吃烤牛肉吧。
And I think one of the other girls said, you just come. We'll give you the best food that we make in Moab.
所以呢，我认为另一个摩押美女她也可能这么说，啊，你们过来过来，我给你准备摩押最好的美食给你吃。
And I think maybe one of the other girls said, you know, my dad, he's traveled a lot, and I'm going to make you a really good Chinese dinner.
所以我认为其中一个摩押美女说呢，我的父亲呢，他在世界到处旅行，如果你到我这里来，我可以给你准备一个非常好吃的中餐给你吃。
And then they said, and you know what? We've taken each of these meals and we've already sacrificed them to our gods. And so you'll enjoy them really good because they're not just good fresh food. And it's not just our idea, but our God is behind it. You'll really enjoy it.
然后他说呢，你们过来吃，你们过来吃呢，然后我们给你们吃的这些食物呢，全部呢，给我们的神献过祭，所以呢，你们过来吃，吃了这些东西呢，我们的神会很高兴。
And many of the men went over and they enjoyed that good food and they spent the afternoon and the evening, they spent a long time there.
那很多当时以色列的年轻人，他们就跨过了边界，到了他们那里去吃他们所提供的美食，然后他们在下午待在那里，晚上也待在那里，他们在那里待了很长时间。
And then Balaam said to them, now don't just send the men home. You say to those men, why don't you just stay here with us for tonight? You can spend the night with me.
然后呢，巴兰呢就跟他们说呢，跟那些美女说，你跟那些以色列年轻人说呢，不要让他们离开，然后让他们就留在这里，就是留在这里，你就说你晚上可以和我待在一起。
And I'm not certain, I haven't looked it up, but I think there were 23,000 men died because of that evil practice.
我认为呢，我还没有去统计一下，但是我认为当时有23,000人因为他们做了这些邪恶的事儿，那天晚上都死了。
Now that it all happened 3,500 years ago from our perspective in the days of Moses, but it's happening here in Pergamos 1,500, 1,600 years later.
因为这个呢，不光是说是在3500年之前发生在摩西的那个年代，同样呢是也发生在1500年、1400、1500年前，在那个别加摩教会的这个地方。
God uses the same kind of sin. Sorry, the devil uses the same kind of sin in the church. At Pergamos, as existed in the congregation of Israel 1500 years earlier.
这里呢，就是说，那魔鬼他使用了同样的手段来欺骗这个当时在别加摩的教会，就是他在1500年前在以色列人身上行的是一个同样的方式。
Now Paul, Jesus has to say to the Pergamos Church, he says, you allow people like Balaam in your church. And what they do is they teach people to eat what they like, to eat things sacrificed to idols. And after that comes the terrible sin of fornication.
神说呢，神说你们，就是说是，让这个像巴南这样的一个人呢存留在你们的教会里，然后他去引诱他们的人去吃一个祭拜个偶像的其他偶像的那样的食物，最终呢他们就转变成一些淫乱的罪。
And then after that, in verse 15, he says, likewise, you've also got there those who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
第十五节说，那你们那里也有人照样服从了尼格拉一党人的教训。
And the Nicolaitans were people who basically said, we are the church leaders. You don't have to read your Bible. You don't have to study. All you listen to us church leaders. You listen to us, everything will be fine. Don't worry about studying yourself. We're the boss. You're not. You listen to us, everything will be fine.
尼格拉一党的人，他基本上都是那些人，他们说呢，我们是教会的领导人，所以呢，我来领导你们，你不用自己读圣经，你就听我说的，我跟你怎么讲就怎么做，你不用自己去思考，因为我是领导教会的领导，我领导你，你就跟着我就行了，你不用自己去读圣经。
Jesus said, that's not God's way.
所以耶稣说，这不是神的方式。
I'm frozen again. Can you hear me, Roy?
Yes, I can hear you, but you're
frozen. I'm going to change my, do something on the computer. I will keep talking.
Yeah. Please.
I don't know what to say, but I'm going to keep talking here. Just to...
他那里出了一些问题，出了一些问题呢，主要是他准备把他自己电脑修一下，因为通常他现在也是一个电脑专家，自己也能把那个问题修好，因为他可能一会儿就。
Okay. So I'm alive and well, and if you need a good computer technician, you come and see me, and I'll send you to Roy.
Yeah, yeah. Other than you are a good expert of the computer.
All right. The problem with the Nicolaitans was this. They said, we will teach you, you just follow us, don't read your Bible yourself.
因为尼格拉一党的人呢，他基本上这样说，我会教你圣经，你不用去自己读圣经。
If you had to wait for us to go through the study of the Bible, every chapter, and we did it once a week on Tuesdays from 1 to 2:30, how long would it take us to go through the whole Bible?
所以如果你一直等着每个星期二来，对，我们来每个星期二给你讲一章圣经的话呢，这样你就等着，那么说要花多长时间？你才能把圣经读一遍呢。
Okay, and the fact is, if that happened, I'd be dead long before we got there.
所以事实上呢，如果说呢， 这是这样一种情况，那么说在我你们读到那之前，把圣经读一遍之前，我早死了。
And the bad news is you'd be dead too.
那个坏消息是呢，你也死了。
Okay, so God says we all read the Bible. We're all priests. We're all to be reporting to Jesus, not through men. We all report to Jesus. That's the way the church keeps pure.
因为神说呢，那是这样的，我们呢，所有的人呢，都是归主耶稣基督管，然后呢，我们都是那些祭司，我们所有的人呢，都是平等的，这样的话呢，就能保证教会的纯洁。
So verse 16 says, repent therefore, otherwise I will come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth.
第十六节说，所以你当悔改，若不悔改，我就快临到你那里，用我口中的剑攻击他们。
Okay, so what's that mean? You say, I'm not going to listen to Balaam anymore. I'm not going to be like him. I'm not going to listen to the Nicolaitans. I'm going to read my Bible myself. That's what they had to do.
所以呢，你当时应该怎么做呢？你就说呢，我不再去听那个巴兰的那个教训了，我也不再去听尼克拉一党人的，我要自己读圣经，这就是当时他们所应该要去做的事情。
Verse 17 says, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第十七节说呢，圣灵像众教会所说的，凡有耳的就当听。
So that means there's always an important message here for us.
这里呢，就是说是总是有非常重要的信息对我们给我们的。
Then he says, To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name on it that known only to him who receives it.
这里接着说呢，得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛纳赐给他，并赐他一块白石，石上写着新名，除了那领受的，没有人能认识。
Apparently, when the church and the satanic group got together, what happened was that they formed an organization. They probably had membership, and it would say, this person is a member of this church. This person is a member. This person is a member. Everybody could read the list.
这里呢，就是说是这样的情况，当时神的教会和撒旦的那些邪恶的宗教结合在一起呢，会发生什么后果呢？可能就是他们形成了一个组织，这个组织里面呢，他们甚至是产生了会员制，就是我是这个组织的会员，然后每个人都可以通过那个名单上找出这个组织里面的会员。
But Jesus said, it doesn't matter whether your name's on that list. This is what you need. You need to be eating the hidden manna, the manna that comes from God. And you go and pick it up every morning. You eat it. You eat the hidden manna. Jesus said, even in that confused actual marriage church, if you love me, you can feed on my manna every morning, every day.
这里主耶稣基督基本上就跟他们说呢，你要去吃那个隐藏的玛纳，就是说当时呢，这个教会和撒旦的那些邪恶宗教呢，他们结合在一起，就像结了婚一样，尽管是这么一个那个非常令人混淆的这样一个状态下，你也可以每天来吃那些我赐给你的玛纳，就是每天早上每天晚上你都会被我赐给你的那隐藏的玛纳喂养。
And I will give to each Christian, I will give a special stone, and nobody will understand it except them and me, and each one will have his own identification with Jesus. How wonderful. We're his, he's ours.We've got it. He gives us a little stone with the name written on it. We are his.
然后呢，主耶稣说，我会赐给你们一块白石， 这个白石呢就是说呢其他的人都不知道只有你知道只有我知道就是我们都知道那些拿着白石的上面有他们的名字的人也知道主耶稣也知道所以这是一个多么美的事我们属于主主也属于我们我们有那一个标志就是那个白石上面写着我们的名字代表我们属于主耶稣
All right, so last time we were together though we pointed out that there is an historicalflow of logic here and each church follows the other one throughchurch history in an historical chronological manner.
因为呢上个星期我们大家我们也提到这里呢这个信主耶稣写信的这个圣徒这个教会的圣徒实际上是跟历史上的那个年代它是有关系的所以它是按照那个历史的那个流程按照年代的那个顺序排列下来的。
So the first church was the church at Ephesus, and it was basically the church of the apostolic times.
这个呢实际上第一个教会就是以弗所的那个教会它基本上代表呢使徒年代的教会的那一段历史。
And it was a wonderful church. Peter was there and Paul and James and the other apostles. And the blessing of God was upon them. There was some persecution, but it was a good church.
但是呢当时的教会是一个非常美的一个教会。当时那个彼得在那里然后使徒保罗在那里雅各也在那里所有的人在那里。还有其他的一些使徒们都在这里这是当时神很完美的一个教会尽管他们当时也受到迫害但是呢却是一个很好的教会
But that was followed by times of great persecution
但是后面接下来呢就是大量的迫害
And for the next 150 years more or less the persecution on the church was extreme
所以呢在后面的一个那个接下来的100或者到150年间呢那个对教会的迫害呢一直在持续着。
And church historians have gone, they said that there were probably at least 10 Roman emperors who highly persecuted the Church of Jesus Christ.
这里呢在教会的历史上呢提到的呢大约有10个罗马帝国的国王呢他们非常残酷的迫害着当时主耶稣基督的教会。
In the city of Rome itself, many of the Christians went underground literally and they held their church services in caves underneath the city of Jerusalem, of Rome.
因为当时呢在罗马帝国的那些很多的基督徒呢他们甚至走向了地下这个地下呢实际就是字面上的意思因为当时的很多教会他们甚至全在那个地下的地洞里还有一些山洞里面聚会
And so the church in that age between roughly 150 AD to 300 AD those were days of intense persecution Smyrna is the church of intense persecution.
因为实际上呢到时那个年代大概是在公元后的200到300年之间呢这个时候那个士美拿那个教会呢是在接受迫害的。
But about the year 312 AD, about the year 312, there were two men who said,We want to be the next Roman emperor.
然后呢大概在公元后312年呢这里有两个人他说他们想成为罗马帝国的国王。
One of them was a man whose name was Constantine.
其中一个人呢他的名字叫康斯坦丁。
And Constantine basically said, I want to win the battle. I'm going to go out and fight this other guy. And somehow he either prayed or made a promise. And he said, God, if you will let me win, I will become a Christian.
因为其中呢，当时康斯坦丁呢，他说我想做国王，所以呢，他就去带领军队和另一个想做国王的人去战斗，去打仗。就是在他打仗之前呢，他就祷告，他说：“神啊，如果您让我赢了那个对方，让我成为国王，我就成为基督徒。”
So he fought the other fellow and he won.
那他去打那另外一个人呢，结果他赢了。
And he said, you know, this is maybe a good deal. I think I'm going to tell the world that I've become a Christian.
他说我认为这是个不错的交易，我准备向全世界宣告我是个基督徒。
And so he went public and he said, we're not going to persecute the church anymore. I'm a Christian. We are going to, we'll just run the church my way.
因为然后呢他开始发表公开宣言，他说呢我们不再迫害基督徒了，因为我自己就是个基督徒，所以呢我要来接管这个教会，要按照我的方式来运作这个教会。
He'd been a member of false religion for years.
所以呢，他成为一个假宗教的那个成员，就是很多年前他很多年间他一直是这个假宗教的成员。
And so he said, I'm in this false religion. I've been here all along, but now I'm going to be a Christian. And so he basically joined himself in part.To the Christian organization.
他说我在这个假的宗教里待了很多年，但现在呢，我要进的加入这个基督徒的教会。然后这样的话呢，当他加入基督徒的教会的时候，他实际上把他那个假宗教的那些东西呢，很多部分都带进来了，然后和新的教会结合在一起。
Bible scholars tell us.That there's really no evidence that he was ever born again.
所以那些圣经学者呢，告诉我们，从来没有任何的证据证明呢，康斯坦丁呢重生了。
There was no evidence that he had become a Christian, but he just joined himself in actual marriage to the church. He said, "I'm in the church now."
实际上他呢也没有就是说任何证据证明他成为了基督徒，他实际上是带着他自己的那一部分呢，他就像结婚一样的去跟那些神的教会呢结合在一起，他说现在呢实际上呢我已经成为了一个基督徒。
So the other military men and the other politicians and the businessmen said, well, if he's become a Christian, we'll become Christians. So they all said they were Christians.
因为其他的那些政客啊，那些军队的领导人啊，将军啊，他们说呢，如果这个国王都成为了基督徒，那么我们也向对外宣称我们也是基督徒。
And so here you have a strong church.And all of a sudden, all of these people from the satanic religion come in and they join themselves. And after a while, it's hard to know what's true and what's false in that church.
这里呢，你有一个神的真的教会，然后呢，撒旦的邪恶的那些宗教呢，他们所有的人都很多人都来加入了这个神的真正的教会。当他们融合在一起的时候呢？就很难区分哪些是神的教会的人，哪些是属于撒旦的。
What did they bring in with them? Number one, they brought the doctrine of Balaam.
他们那些属撒旦的带来的是什么样的教义呢？首先他们带来的是巴兰的教义。
And they said, we'll become Christians, it's good for business. We like the money you can get if you're associated with the Christians. And so money became a big thing rather than simply the truth of God.
因为他们说呢，我们如果能够成为基督徒呢，我们就能够有很大的机会赚钱，我们会赚很多的钱。然后呢，他们只加入神的教会的主要目的，如果说他们和基督徒们有密切的联系的话，他们有很大的机会赚到的钱。所以赚钱呢，在教会里成为比讲神的真理更重要的一件事。
And then they said, you know, we love ourselves and we love our tummies, so we're just going to continue to feast on the evils of this old religious system. We're going to feast, and so we'll bring that into the church as well.
然后呢,他们就说呢,我们爱我们自己,我们爱我们的胃,所以我们喜欢吃东西,我们要把那些盛大的宴会呢,也带到教会里来,我们要在教会里呢,吃吃喝喝。
But associated with evil has always been the terrible sin of sexual immorality and fornication, and so they said, we'll bring that into the church too.
然后那些实际上在这些邪恶的宗教里面，通常呢也是和那些不道德的性关系和淫乱联系在一起的，所以他们同样把那些不道德性关系和淫乱也带到教会里来了。
And many people who've read their Bible said, listen, this is all wrong. This isn't what the Bible teaches at all.
有些人呢,就把他们,圣经打开一看说,这些全部都是不对的,这是完全不是圣经所教导的。
And the church leaders said, don't you worry about that. We'll tell you what the Bible says. You don't need to read the Bible. We're Nicolaitans. We'll tell you what to do. You just come along to church. You pay your money. You smile. Everything will be fine.
然后当时教会领导人说呢,你们不要管圣经上怎么说,你不要读你自己的圣经,我来教你圣经,我来教你所要知道的,你只是来教会,然后到教会你交钱就可以了,然后交完钱你就微笑,微笑以后呢,所有的事情都不会有事的。
And so historically, for the next 300 years, the evil practices of the world, the ancient Babylonian system, the satanic system, took over more and more and more in the church until it was awfully hard to tell who was true and who was false.
然后呢,就是从历史上来看,在随后的300年间,实际上当时的巴兰的那些教义和撒旦的那些教义,他们全部被带入到教会里面来,和教会完美的融合在一起,全部融合在一起的时候呢,过了300年以后呢,你完全就分辨不出哪些是真基督徒,哪些是撒旦的。
So those circumstances characterized the church in the world basically from the year 300 up to 600, 700. For the next 300-400 years, that was characteristic of the church in the world.
当时呢，基本上这个里面讲谈到的呢，就是当时教会的特点。当时那个从300年到400年到600或者700年，是3到300到400年间，当时存在在世界上的教会里的一个特点。这里的别加魔教会。
And many would have said we would have been far better living in the days of Smyrna with persecution rather than living in this day of intense compromise to the point of being actually married to the world.
因为他们中间很多人说呢,其实我们宁愿活在那个当时是美拿那个被迫害的那个教会的年代,而不是说像现在这样做出一些妥协,然后呢大家逐渐的融合,最后呢就搞得好像结了婚一样,完全融合在一起,他们不想生活在这个年代。
All right, so that's a look at Pergamos from the days of the Apostle John. Then we've looked at Pergamos in the history. What about the implications of that for us today? We've got ears. What does it say to us today?
所以当时呢,我们就看到了,我们今天看到的是在约翰使徒约翰那个时代的教会,然后在历史上 跟那个别加摩那个教会是那一样的状况下的那个教会的历史时期，那么因为使徒约翰当时的那个教会历史上的那个别加摩的教会，对我们今天来说，我们的教会能够让我们得到一些什么呢？ 暗示给我们一些什么东西呢？
Well, the first thing it says is don't marry a non-Christian.
所以呢，首先的第一点呢，不要和非基督徒结婚。
Many people say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm going to marry Waldo. He's not a Christian, but he's a nice man. She's not a Christian. She's a nice woman. I'm going to marry them. Don't do it. Go back to Pergamos. See what happens. Find Thyatira. See what follows. Don't do it.
所以呢，我们当今呢，很多人说呢，我是个基督徒，但是呢，那个女孩是个很好的女孩。那个男孩是个很好的男孩，所以呢，他不是基督徒，我要去跟他结婚。其实呢，不要那么做，不要做，你去看看，你回顾一下，看看别家摩时代所发生的事情，你看看他们所产生的一些后果。所以不要和非基督徒结婚。
Many people say, well, if I become a Christian, sorry, well, I'm a Christian. If I marry her, if I marry him, why, things will be better because you see, I will Christianize him or her.
那有些人说呢，啊，我是个基督徒，你看他不是，我就是跟他结婚没事儿，我就不管跟他结了婚以后呢，我可以把他变成基督徒。
And the answer is no, that's not what happens.What happens is that the non-Christian breaks down the Christian. Christian doesn't build up the non-Christian. The non-Christian breaks down the Christian. Don't do it.
所以呢，答案呢是不是这样的？因为实际上呢，基督徒呢，在婚姻里他建立不了非基督徒，反而那些婚姻里的非基督徒呢，最后摧毁了婚姻里的基督徒。
One of my friends put it this way. He said, if you've got somebody sick in the hospital, excuse me, if there's somebody sick in the hospital, what you could do is you could simply take a healthy person and put him in the same bed as the sick person. And then why the sick person would get healthy. Is that what happens?
因为我的一个朋友他是这样去说的。他说呢，如果医院里有一个病人生病了，你找一个健康的人和那个病人睡在一张床上，然后那个病人呢就会健康了，这是行得通的吗
？No, it's always the opposite. The sickness, the disease of sin, goes from the sick to the healthy. It isn't the healthy that exercise influence over the sick.
这个呢实际上呢不是这样的。因为通常呢那个罪的那个疾病它是传染的。它永远是从那个有病的人身上传到健康的人身上让健康人生病而不是健康人把健康传给生病的人。
And I believe it's the prophet Hosea who argues so logically about that. He says, if you're clean and you take some unclean thing to you, will you make the unclean thing clean or will the unclean thing make you unclean?
这里我认为这个逻辑呢是非常简单的。荷西亚是这样说的。如果你是洁净的那么说你去拿一个不洁净的东西那么说是不洁净的东西让你变得洁净呢还是你让不洁净的东西变得洁净呢
So the church has at least 3 centuries to prove that doesn't work.
所以呢教会呢最少有3个世纪来证明这样是行不通的。
What else can we learn from this story?
所以在这个故事里我们可以学到其他的什么东西呢
Well, John tells us and others that the church is God's organism and he says to the church, don't love the world, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh,The lust of the eye, the pride of life, they're not of the Father, they're of the world. Don't love them. Don't get close to them.
因为实际上那个约翰使徒约翰他说呢教会是神的教会所以你不要爱这个世界不要爱这个世界里面的事这个世界里面的事是什么呢就是眼目的情欲肉体的情欲精神的骄傲。 所以你不要爱这个世界上，也不要爱这个世界上的事。
Do we have problems like that today?
我们今天有这样的问题存在吗？
The answer is yes. Most churches and most religious organizations have one key element that comes first. What's it called?
因为答案是是的，在当今很多这样的宗教或者所谓的教会里，他们有一个关键的因素，首先是出来的，这是什么呢
？Money，
就是钱。
I receive information, mail at the chapel. I receive it in my own office here, and more and more. People are saying, I'm doing a good work, send me more money. Send me more money. I want more money. We need more money.
因为很多很多时候，这世界上各地的呢，都写信写到我这里说呢，我现在呢，我做得很好，我需要很多很多的钱，你给我寄钱来，给我寄钱来。
I'll just give you an example of what came into my mail today.
我要给大家举个例子，就是说我今天我的邮箱里所收到的。
A man said, I am doing a wonderful work.
一个人说呢，我的工作干得非常好。
And he said, we have already spent $5,000. No, he didn't say that. I'm trying to put it all together. I just read it briefly. He said,what did he say? I got to do the mathematics in my head. He said, we have already received $5,000.
因为他说呢，信里说呢，我已经收到了5000块钱。
And he said, we're so enthused, we've already spent $7,000.
我们呢，就非常的热心，所以呢，我已经花了7000块钱了。
And then he said, this is a really good project, and we're pretty sure that we can complete the project for $78,000.
因为他说呢，我们现在进行的项目是一个很好的项目，我们坚信呢，如果我们再收到78000块钱，我们能把这个项目做得很好。
And then he said, if you'd like to send us some more money, we'd be very happy to get it.
所以呢，他说呢，如果你给我寄更多的钱，我会非常高兴地收到他们。
And I say, haven't you read the story of the church in Pergamos? It's not the way you do it.
你认为呢，就是说呢，你还有没有读到过在那个比加摩教会的这样的故事呢？
Is bad morals part of the church today?
在那个教会里有那淫乱吗？
And we live in the middle of, I don't know what to call it, the homosexual misbehavior. Got all kinds of letters that I can't remember because I refuse to remember them.
一段间实际上在我们的社会里呢，有很多的就是关于同性恋的，他们实际上用了很多的字母，我记不得了，但是因为是我拒绝去记住那些字母。
Sexual immorality, is it destroying the church today?
因为不道德性关系会摧毁当今的教会吗？
Yes, many big denominations being torn apart.
所以呢，很多那样的教会呢，已经被完全撕成了碎片。
Many individual churches being torn apart.
很多的那些单独的教会呢，都被拆散。
Many families heartbroken. My friends phone me in tears, and they say, "What's happening to my family?" My family don't love Jesus anymore, and my family say, I can be immoral, I can love this man or this woman, I can love all kinds of them, and I'm still a Christian.
所以呢，这个呢，其实，我的一个朋友呢，他这样的时候会让人心碎的，因为我这个朋友打电话，他是给我哭着说，哭着说呢，我的家人呢，他们不再爱主耶稣基督了，然后他们呢，就说呢，他们仍然可以自由的，夫妻之间自由可以去爱另外一个男人，另外一个女人，但是他仍然还是一个基督徒。
God says no. That's not the way it works. God's laws are always that we obey the Lord and we don't allow the ways of the world to come in and take over the church.
神说不，你不能那么做，因为我们永远要爱神，你不要爱世界，不要把你爱世界的那个方式，世界里面爱的那个方式带到教会里来。
The church is still built on repentance, verse 16.
所以呢，实际上第十六节呢，就是说这个教会仍然要悔改。
And all of us say, Lord, I don't want anything like that in my life. I don't want anything like that in our church. I don't want anything like that in the churches around me. Verse 16 says, repent. Why?
因为这个里面，就是说我们之前很多人说呢，我们不想要刚才讲到那些事情在我家里，不想让那些事情发生在我的教会里，不想让那些事情发生在我周围的教会里。那么十六节就是说，应当悔改，为什么呢？
The Lord Jesus says, if you don't repent, I'll come against you, and I will fight against you with my sword.
你主耶稣就说，你若不悔改呢，我就要来到你们那里面，我要去打击你们，我要用我口中的剑攻击你们。
Was God happy with what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah?
所以神对那个在索多玛和罗摩拉发生的事情高兴吗？
No.
不。
Will God be happy? When we get into the book of Revelation, is God happy with immorality there?
所以呢，这个当神高兴吗？我们来到启示录的时候，神看到在那里有淫乱的事情发生的时候，神高兴吗？
And the answer is no. Pergamos, repent.
答案是不，别加摩教会悔改。
That is the message that we have to preach today. We preach it far and wide. Repent of your sins. Doesn't mean to say that if you've sinned these sins, you can never go to heaven. It says if you've sinned these sins, what you do is you repent. You say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again.
因为我们今天一直传递悔改的信息，这个悔改信息并不是说呢，如果你犯了上面所讲的那么多的罪，你就没有资格进天堂了。我们所传递的信息是，没关系，你要悔改，你不要再那么做，你要悔改。
That was Judah in Genesis 45, 44, 45, wasn't it?
这就是当时犹大在创世纪的40到45章所说的事情。
Joseph said to Judah, though he didn't know it was Joseph, he said to Judah, Judah, all you have to do, you leave your little brother Benjamin here with me. You forget Benjamin, you sell Benjamin, you can go, I'll give you lots of food, you can go back to your family, everything's fine.
那个犹大他不认识约瑟，他不认识约瑟的时候呢，约瑟就跟犹大说，犹大你没关系，你把你的最小的那个弟弟本杰明卖给我，你把他留在这里，再压着我，压在这里，你自己回去就行了，你一切都没事的。
Judas said, I sold one brother once and I'm not going to sell a brother again. Make me your slave, I will not sell my brother.
然后犹大呢，他就悔改了。他说：“我曾经卖过我的弟弟，就是约瑟。他说我卖过他呢，我不会再卖我这个弟弟本杰明了。所以就是说，你把我留下，我做你的奴隶，我不再永远不再卖我的弟弟了。”
Because of his repentance, Judah became the greatest of his brothers behind Joseph.
因为犹大的悔改呢，所以他在他的弟兄们中间呢，变成一个最大的，仅次于约瑟。
Is the warning of the church in Pergamos important to us today? Yes, extremely important. I can't understand why people don't fear because they read the church, the message of God's church to Pergamos. Don't let the world into your life. Don't let the world into the church. Don't compromise with the world. Actual marriage nonsense.
实际上呢，在那个由这个在别加摩这个教会的信息，对我们当今来说是重要的吗？当然是重要的。当我不明白当今的很多教会，他们为什么他们读到这个别加摩教会的这封书信的时候，他们不会感到害怕。所以呢，这个里面的事情呢，不要让这个世界上的事情呢进入你的人生，不要让这个世界的事情呢进入教会。所以说是那个世界和教会结婚，这是完全没有任何道理的。
All right, well, that's basically all I've got to say right now on the church at Pergamos. Let's take just an introductory look at the church at Thyatira.
那这是我基本上我要对这个别加摩教会这封书信的一些看法。然后呢，我们只是说呢，先来介绍一下这个给推牙推拿这个教会的信。
We'll look at it from the same perspective we did the church in Pergamos. We'll look at the context of the church in the days of John the Apostle. And then we'll look at the role in history. And then we'll look at the implications for us today.
我们要用同样的方式呢来读这封对推牙推拿的这个教会，就像是别加摩教会的这个书信的方式是一样。首先我们要看看当时在使徒约翰那个年代的时候教会所产生的影响，同样也要对历史上同期同类型的教会所产生的影响，同样呢也对我们今天所指出的一些联系来说出我们今天教会的一些做法。
All right, well, Roy, if you could read verses 18 and 19 then, please.
好，我先把18节19节给大家读一下。你要写信给推雅推拿教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰，脚像光明同的神之子说，我知道你们的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你们幕后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。
All right, it reads, to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love, your faith, your service, and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at the first. These people were zealous in their works. It was very encouraging. They were in difficult circumstances, as we will find out. But they said, we're going to do something. And the Lord is always keen to remind us that he doesn't bestow his richest blessings on the casual. He expects us to get busy and do something. Christianity is not a passive religion. It is a very active religion.
这些人呢，他们说呢，当时这些人热心的去做一些事，他热心在他们行为，这是一件很好的事情，因为他们总是要热心的去服侍主，热心的去做一些事情。所以呢，主的赐福永远不会发生在那些什么事都不做的那些人身上。所以基督徒的人生呢，基督徒的神的教会呢，它是一个主动的教会，它不是一个被动的教会，它一直是去主动的去做事，主动的去服侍。
We're going to find out as we get later into this letter that the circumstances of the church in Thyatira were very poor, but the individuals, some of them, was very great.
这里我们后稍后呢就会学到这个关于推拿教会的这个状况，但是在推拿这个教会里呢，就整个教会的状况来说呢，他们表现很差，但是其中的有些个人呢，他们却表现得非常好。
When we were children, when we were in high school, we had to stand in school every morning and quote the Lord's Prayer. We quoted it in unison every day.
因为在当他还是个小男孩在学校上学的时候呢，每天早上呢，他们要站在一起呢，就站在那里，大家齐声的背诵那个主导文。
We used to quote the line that said, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
因为我们通常呢，就是说呢，就这么去引用，说您的国降临，您的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And I would listen to the boy beside me, and I would listen to the girl behind me, and they would say the words, and I would say in my heart, "Lord, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand at all."
然后呢，当时呢，我就听到我旁边的一个男孩这么背，听到我背后的一个女孩也这么背。当时我在心里说，我说主啊，他们其实根本不明白他们刚才背的是什么，他们讲的是什么。
Then I would say, "Lord, they might not know what it means, but I know what it means."
所以呢，我就说呢，主啊，他们也许不知道那个是什么意思，但是我却知道。
And I would say, "It might be a long time before it comes to Canada, but in the meantime, I want your kingdom to come to my life, and I want my life to be lived on earth as it is in heaven. If this promise is going to take place later in the world, it can take place right now in my heart and life."
然后我就在心里说呢，那么神的国降临到加拿大，神的旨意神在加拿大，然后神天上可能要花很久的时间，但是呢，我知道这个事情呢，他现在就可以，神的国现在就可以降临在我的心里，行的神的旨意呢，就可以降临在我的人生里，就像行在我的人生就像行在天上。所以说，我现在起码在我的人生里，神的国降临，神的旨意在行。
Even in the days of Thyatira, there were those who said, "I'm going to live for Jesus."
就算在推拿的那个教会时候呢，就是有些都有人说他要为主耶稣基督而活。
All right, so Roy, could you read verses 20, 21, and 20, 21, 22.
Okay, 我跟大家读一下21和22节。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的淫行。看了，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患了。
All right, verse 20 says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she's unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely unless they repent of her ways." So we've got now this woman Jezebel introduced to us.
Sorry, I just didn't read the verse 20. 对，刚才还是读的是二十到。Yeah, I will read that again, verse 20.
Yeah.
所以我把二十节，对不起，刚才二十节没有读，再读一遍哈。 而有一件事我要责备你，就是让你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别嫁到我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。
There was a woman in the Old Testament. You'll read about her in the book of 1 Kings.
这里呢，有一个在旧约里的一个妇人，你会在列王记上里读到她。
Her name was Jezebel, and she did very much to destroy the people of God.
因为这个人呢，他的名字叫耶洗别。他做了很多的坏事去破坏神的教会。
She was a Canaanite princess.
她是那个迦南的公主。
She came, I believe, from the city of Sidon, and she was the daughter of the king of Sidon, just north of Israel, about 50 miles.
他呢就是说呢来自那个叫西顿的一个王国，那个西顿王国呢我们相信他是西顿国王的那个女儿，这个国家呢大概是在离以色列大概50英里的地方。
I believe she probably was a beautiful woman or a pretty woman. I'm not sure of all the details. We do know this, that God said through Moses and through the prophets, my brain is dying on me, but he said, Joshua, don't you marry those Canaanite women.
因为这个呢，当时呢，她可能是长得非常漂亮的一个女人。也非常美丽，但这里细节我不知道，他可能是这样的。当时呢，神呢通过一个先知呢，就跟那个当时的那个国王说，不要跟他结婚。
Well, David actually married a Canaanite woman. Her name was Maacah.
你实际上呢，大卫王呢也和一个迦南的妇女结过婚，她的名字叫玛卡。
She was a princess too. She was the daughter of the king of Geshur, I believe, in the north of Israel, just north of Israel.
她呢也是一个公主，我认为她是一个叫 Geshur 的，在以色列北部的一个王国的一个公主。
David said, I've got a few other wives. I'm going to marry her. She's a very beautiful woman. She's a nice woman, Maacah.
现在大卫王说呢，我要跟这个女人结婚，因为她长得很漂亮，也是一个很好的一个人。
But he never should have done it.
但大卫呢，永远不该这么做。
She had a son through David. His name was Absalom.
现在他们共同有一个儿子，他们的儿子名叫亚沙龙。
And Absalom basically, well, he came awfully close.To dethroning David. Not only did he kill David's, one of David's sons, but he just about, killed David and took over the kingdom from him. Terrible man was Absalom.
那个亚撒龙呢，他其实呢，他不光光是杀了大卫王的一个儿子，他几乎呢，把那个大卫王从他的王座上赶下来，他几乎呢，就说是杀了大卫王，推翻了整个大卫的王朝。
Absalom had a daughter. He called her Maacah after her mother, his mother.
那呢，亚撒龙呢，他一个女儿，他一个女儿呢，他以他自己的名字，亚撒龙以自己妈妈的名字命名他的女儿，也叫玛卡。
And Rehoboam married Maacah of all people.
因为那个瑞亚崩呢也跟那个玛卡呢结婚了。
And Rehoboam's son was a good man by the name of Asa.
因为那个瑞亚崩的那个儿子呢是一个好的人，他的名字叫 Asa.
And one of the things that Asa did when he became king was he deposed his grandmother because she was such a wicked woman.
然后那个Asa 呢，他当了王呢后，他做的第一件事呢，是把他的那个 奶奶给放逐了，因为他是一个非常邪恶的人。
When God says don't do it, what does he mean?
当神说不要做，那意味着什么呢？
He means don't do it. Don't be stubborn. If God says no, say okay, God, I agree with you. I won't do that.
他的意思说，神说不要做，你就不要做，不要顽固。如果说那神说不要做那件事，你说好好好吧，神嘛，我不做那件事。
So Ahab comes along and Ahab says, well, I know that, that Jezebel, I shouldn't be marrying Jezebel, but she's actually a pretty nice woman, and I don't mind marrying a princess because I'll probably get lots of money from her father if I marry her. I think this will be a good deal. So he married Jezebel.
那个亚哈呢说呢，是啊，是啊，我不介意去娶这么一个女人，因为她是一个公主。那个公主呢，她可能有很多的钱，她长得也漂亮。如果我跟她结婚呢，她可能从她父亲里带来了很多的钱财给我，所以我就跟她结婚就可以了。
Okay, so here it is. God says, David, don't marry Maacah. David did. What happened? Terrible. Then.Ahab says, I'm going to marry Jezebel. I know what happened to David and Maacah, but I'm going to marry Jezebel anyway. What do you think happened as a consequence of his marrying Jezebel?
这里呢，神跟大卫王说，你不要跟玛卡结婚。然后大卫王就跟玛卡结婚。然后一跟亚哈王说，不要跟耶洗别结婚。然后耶洗别说，我尽管知道大卫王和玛卡的事，但是我仍然要跟耶洗别结婚。你去想象一下，他跟耶洗别结婚了以后发生了什么呢？
Did it turn out to be good or did it turn out to be bad?
这个最后的结果是好的呢还是坏的呢？
And the answer is you're right. It turned out to be worse than bad.
所以呢，这个答案呢，你是对的，因为他这个情况最后呢，比那个坏变得更糟。
Okay, so that's the beginning of the introduction to the introduction.Of the church in Thyatira. Very important. We'll get to more on Jezebel and the implications of that next time.
这个呢就是我们非常的对推牙推拿这个教会的一个简单的介绍。所以呢下个星期呢我们会做更多的关于这个推牙推拿教会给我们的暗示给我们的启示这些事情。
May the Lord bless us. Let's pray.
望主赐福给我们，我们来祷告。
Lord, we're pretty simple, but we say these truths must be important because Jesus interrupted his heavenly activity.
主啊，我们非常简单，因为这些真理，因为是必须是也非常重要的，因为主耶稣是从天堂上下来告诉我们。
And from heaven he dictated these seven letters in order that we could hear and understand.
所以在天堂内主耶稣基督的口述呢这七封信所以呢我们就现在可以听到可以理解。
Lord, we've got ears. Help us to hear what the Spirit says to these seven churches.
所以主啊我们有耳朵求您帮助我们听听这个神的圣灵怎么说这七个教会的。
And so, Lord, we say thank you for teaching us. We pray that we will be humble enough to listen and to believe and to obey.
主啊，我们非常感恩您来教导我们。我们就是说呢，我们能够谦卑到一个程度，去听，去相信，去顺服。
And we ask it now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you again for today. May the Lord bless us all.